Well, Christ's peace to you, friends. La paz de Cristo con usted.
Me da mucho gozo estar aquí de nuevo. I am just overjoyed to be here once again with you again.
Thank you. Gracias.
Al hermano Tommy, la hermana Miriam. Thank you to Brother Tommy, Sister Miriam, for filling the pulpit last week. Gracias por estar en el púlpito la semana pasada.
My family and I, nuestra familia,
pudimos estar en el río frío. We
missed you, but we were also at the Frio River, enjoying our time there.
Los extrañamos, pero estábamos en el río, nadando.
So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Comenzamos una nueva serie.
We begin a new series on the cross of Christ. Sobre la cruz de Cristo. The cross of Christ. I'm going to ask if you could stand for the reading of God's word.
Le voy a pedir que se ponga de pie para la lectura de las escrituras. Deuteronomy 26. Deuteronomio capítulo 26. Versículo 1, verse 1 to verse 11, al versículo 11.
Deuteronomy 26. Verse 1 through 11. As you do that,
mientras que hace eso, voltea a su vecino, turn to your neighbor and say,
don't forget to remember.
Ahora dígale en español. No olvide recordar.
Don't forget to remember. This week, esta semana,
iglesias alrededor del mundo, churches around the world, observed Ash Wednesday. Observaron miércoles de cenizas. Ash Wednesday, el miércoles de cenizas, es el principio de la cuaresma, is the beginning of the Lent season.
Christians around the world, cristianos alrededor del mundo, se pusieron esas cenizas, placed these ashes on their foreheads to remember, para recordar. Que somos cenizas, that we are ashes. And to ashes, we will return.
Y vamos a regresar a las cenizas. It sounds a little sad. But here's the hope. Pero aquí es la esperanza. Those ashes are formed in a cross. Esas cenizas tienen la forma de una cruz.
Que nos dice esto, that says this. We can face death. Nosotros podemos enfrentar la muerte. Because Jesus entered death.
Porque Jesucristo entró a la muerte.
We can go there because he's been there.
Podemos ir ahí porque él ya está, ha estado ahí.
He paved the way. He paved the way into death and our death.
Él hizo un camino hacia la muerte y también un camino por medio de la muerte.
He didn't avoid death. He went through it.
Friends, this is hope. Esto es esperanza. Don't forget to remember. No olvide recordar. Don't forget to remember the cross. No olvide recordar la cruz.
I know you all are still standing, but it's good for the circulation. We're going to get there.
This is why there's a large cross behind me. Es por eso que hay una cruz detrás de mí.
No siempre era así. It wasn't always that way. Do you guys remember there used to be a big screen? Había una pantalla ahí.
And I wanted us, yo quería que nosotros pusiéramos una cruz ahí, that we would put a cross there,
so that we would never forget to remember.
Para que nunca olvidemos recordar lo que Dios ha hecho para nosotros, what God has done for us.
It's right there.
Ahí está.
The cross. La cruz.
Some businesses put a mission statement out, you know, some organizations, algunas organizaciones ponen una, un letrero de su misión y su, de su misión y visión, their mission and their vision, and it's boom, right? That's best practices. Go to, that's Harvard Business School stuff. Make sure everybody knows your vision and your mission. You know,
this is our mission and our vision.
Esta es nuestra misión y nuestra visión.
We have a cross.
They have signs. We have a cross. Nosotros tenemos una cruz.
That's who we are.
That's who we are. Es quien somos.
hijos e hijas de un Dios de amor, de un amor que sacrifica.
We are sons and daughters of a God of sacrificial love.
That's who we are. Don't forget to remember.
We have the cross so that we don't forget to remember.
Tenemos la cruz para que no se nos olvide recordar lo que Dios ha hecho, what God has done for us, for you.
Now, this command, este mandato, don't forget to remember. No olvides recordar, it's as old as Moses.
Okay.
Turn to your neighbor and say, it's as old as Moses.
Dígale a su vecino, es tan viejo como Moisés.
It's as old as Moses. You've heard old as dirt. Well, I'm making up a new one. It's as old as Moses.
Okay. And the reason you're standing is because now we're going to get there. Okay. Now, Deuteronomy 26. Moses is the one speaking in Deuteronomy 26. Moisés está predicando en Deuteronomio 26. And he's speaking to a new generation of Israelites. Está hablando a una nueva generación de israelitas. And he's telling them this. Le está diciendo esto. Don't be like your parents. No sean como sus padres. They were unfaithful. And they didn't enter the promised land. Ellos fueron infiel. No entraron a la tierra prometida. But you have the opportunity. You're going to enter the promised land. Ustedes van a entrar a la tierra prometida. And when you enter the promised land, y cuando entran a la tierra prometida, don't forget to remember. No olvide recordar.
Deuteronomy 26, 1. Let's listen to God's word. When you enter the land your God is giving you as a special possession, and you have conquered it and settled there, put some of the first produce from each crop you harvest into a basket and bring it to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. Go to the priest in charge at that time and say to him, with this gift I acknowledge to the Lord your God that I have entered the land he swore to our ancestors he would give us. The priest will then take the basket from your hand and set it before the altar of the Lord your God. You must then say in the presence of the Lord your God, here it is. This is the story that they are not to forget.
Aquí está la historia en el versículo 5 que jamás se deben olvidar.
Always remember this story. Verse 5. My ancestor Jacob was a wandering Aramean who went to live as a foreigner in Egypt. His family arrived few in number, but in Egypt they became a large and mighty nation. Verse 6, versículo 6. When the Egyptians oppressed and humiliated us by making us their slaves, we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. He heard our cries and saw our hardship, toil, and oppression.
Cuando los egipcios nos oprimieron, nos humillaron al hacernos sus esclavos, nosotros clamamos al Señor, Dios de nuestros antepasados. Él oyó nuestro clamor y vio las privaciones, el trabajo pesado y la opresión que pasábamos.
Verse 8. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and a powerful arm, with overwhelming terror and with miraculous signs and wonders. Verse 9. He brought us to this place and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And now, O Lord, I have brought you the first portion of the harvest you have given me from the ground. Then place the produce before the Lord your God and bow to the ground in worship before him. Afterward, you may go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given to your household. And get this footnote. Remember to include the Levites and the foreigners living among you in the celebration. This is God's word, la palabra de Dios. Would you pray with me? Puedo orar conmigo. Good and gracious God, Dios lleno de misericordia y bondad. En esos momentos, in these moments, may the words of my mouth, que las palabras de mi boca, y la meditación, and the meditation of all of our hearts here in this place, de todos nuestros corazones aquí juntos en este lugar, Señor, que sean agradables y aceptables ante ti. May they be pleasing and acceptable unto you.
Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Háblanos, Señor, tus siervos están escuchando. Through Jesus Christ we pray, por medio de Jesucristo, oramos. Amén. You may be seated. Pueden tomar su asiento. Somebody said, amen to that. We've been standing. Don't forget to remember. Don't forget to remember. Deuteronomy 26 describes an offering. Deuteronomio 26 nos da un retrato de una ofrenda. Did you see that? Moses tells the people, Moisés le dice al pueblo, cuando entran a la tierra, when you enter the land, you're going to have a harvest. Va a tener una cosecha. And when that harvest comes, cuando viene esa cosecha, toma las primicias, take the first fruits of that, take it to the priest, llévaselo al sacerdote. Cuenta la historia, tell the story of how God took you from that place and brought you to this place. De cómo Dios te sacó de ese lugar y te trajo a este lugar. Remember, recuerda, or we should say it the way we've been saying it, don't forget to remember, no olvides, recordar, que la tierra, that the land that you are on, en la tierra que estás viviendo, fue regalo de Dios, was a gift of God. God rescued you from slavery, Dios te rescató de la esclavitud, y te trajo a esta tierra, and he brought you to this land. From slavery to freedom. De la esclavitud a la libertad. Don't forget to remember. No olvides recordar that you are a free people, que ustedes son un pueblo libre. Ya no viven debajo de Faraón. You no longer live under Pharaoh. Now you have a new king. Ahora tienen un nuevo rey. God himself, Dios mismo es su rey, is their king. He belongs to them. Él pertenece a ellos. The Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann, estudioso Walter Brueggemann, once made this observation, una vez hizo esta observación. He said that when the people were living in Egypt, cuando las personas estaban viviendo en Egipto, jamás tenían lo suficiente. They never had enough. Never had enough. They were working and working and working. Estaban trabajando, 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 trabajando. And there was never enough. Y nunca había suficiente. Make more bricks. Do more with less. Hagan más ladrillos. Pero con menos materiales. Do more and more and more and more. Hagan más y más y más. Y el faraón and the pharaoh worked those people like dogs. Y el faraón los trabajó como perros. In fact, he probably treated them better than dogs when we consider how dogs are treated in the 21st century. Anyway, we love dogs, right? We treat them well. And you know, friends, amados, esa es una imagen. That's an image of slavery. When the people were under Pharaoh, cuando el pueblo de Dios estaba debajo de Faraón, Pharaoh worked them. El Faraón los trabajó. Work, work, work. Trabaja, trabaja, trabaja. All you're good for is work and produce. Produce y trabaja. Yes, enough. And you're never going to have enough. Y nunca vas a tener lo suficiente. I don't know about you, but that's cruel. No sé de usted, pero eso es cruel. Eso es abuso. That's abuse. That is gruesome. And then he points out, después, hace esta observación. La gente fue liberada. They were liberated from that slavery, de esa esclavitud. Oh, here's the ironic thing. Aquí está lo irónico. Egypt was the center of power and culture and wealth. En Egipto había poder, cultura, riquezas.
And in the middle of all of that, they didn't have enough. Y en medio de todo eso, no tenían lo suficiente.
And then, God takes them out. Dios los libera. Los lleva al desierto. God takes them to the desert.
Anyone ever been to the desert? What is and what's in the desert? If you're in Pecos, Texas, that's where you hear, you know, you see the tumbleweed.
There's nothing there. No hay nada. But it's in the middle of the desert that they experience abundance. Bread, manna, water. They have everything that they need and more. Tienen todo lo suficiente y más. En el desierto, in the desert. They're not in the city. They're in the desert. Están en el desierto. What's the difference? ¿Qué es la diferencia?
They have a different king. Tienen un rey diferente. It's no longer Pharaoh.
Ya no es Faraón. It's no longer the voice. Ya no es la voz que dice, trabaja, trabaja, trabaja. It's no longer the voice that says, work, work, work. Produce, produce, produce. That's all you're good for. Ya es lo único que puedes hacer.
Now they have a new king. Ahora tienen un nuevo rey.
Ese es el rey que trae descanso. This is the king who brings rest. This is the king who brings abundance, que trae abundancia, que dice, yo voy a cuidar de ti, who says, I will take care of you, because you belong to me, porque tú perteneces a mí.
It's freedom. And it's not just any freedom, no solamente es cualquier libertad.
It's freedom to worship God. Es libertad para alabar a Dios.
You remember that? Moses? Moisés, ¿se acuerdan de esa historia? You guys saw the Prince of Egypt, right? If you didn't see the Prince of Egypt, maybe you saw VeggieTales. Anybody? VeggieTales? Okay, if you didn't see VeggieTales, let's have a showing here tonight.
But you remember that? Moses says, let us go so we can worship. Libra, deja mi pueblo ir para que podamos alabar. Alabar.
They didn't say, let us go so we can go, like, to the Frio River, you know. So we can go relax. Para relajar. Moses said, let us go so we can worship.
So we can worship. That somehow, de alguna manera, en medio de esta alabanza, in the middle of this worship, that's where they would find their true freedom. Ahí es donde van a encontrar su libertad verdadera. Verdadera. That somehow, as they set a day apart to worship God, que de alguna manera, cuando ellos designan un día para alabar a Dios, ahí van a encontrar su libertad. That's where they will find their freedom, their power, their strength, su poder, su fuerza. By the way, you know, in the middle of the Holocaust, en medio del Holocausto, this is just a footnote. Es algo, un detalle aquí. The Nazis, ellos querían, they tried to stop the Jewish people from observing Sabbath. Ellos no querían que los judíos observaban el sábado. And you know why? There's a quote, and if you want it, I can give it to you. Si usted quiere, se los doy. But this was the quote. The Nazis said, they said, when they observe the Sabbath, cuando ellos observan el sábado, it's like their spirit returns. Es como si su espíritu regresa.
Amen. Amen.
Monday through Friday, or rather, Sunday through Friday. Somebody help me out here, Mike. Anyway. They're being oppressed. Están oprimidos. los judíos por medio del holocausto, through the Holocaust. They're naked and beaten and sent to gas chambers, seeing some of the most horrendous things. Están experimentando algunas de las cosas más horrendas en la historia del mundo, in the history of the world. But on Sabbath, pero en el sábado, it's like when they observe the Sabbath, cuando observan el sábado, it's like their spirit returns. Amen. Es como si el espíritu les regresa. And they're filled with new life. Y tienen nueva vida, new breath in their lungs, nuevo aliento dentro de ellos. Yes. I know many of you guys feel that about Sunday morning. Muchos de ustedes sienten eso los domingos por la mañana. Because that's what we were made to do. Eso es lo que nosotros fuimos creados para hacer. To worship God. When you worship God, your spirit comes back to you. And you come alive. Cuando usted alaba al Señor, su espíritu regresa. Y usted se vuelve en una persona viviente. And you come alive. Alive. Well, you're asking, está preguntando, what does any of this have to do with the cross? ¿Qué tiene esto que ver con la cruz? This story that I just told you that is found in Exodus 12 through 15, esta historia que les he contado, que la encontramos en Éxodo, capítulo 12 al 15, you can go back and read it if you want. This story is repeated on the cross. Esta historia se repite en la cruz. This story of liberation, esta historia de liberación. Esta historia de libertad, this story of freedom. This story of freedom from slavery, esta historia de la libertad de la esclavitud. The story of freedom from all the dark forces in the world. La libertad de todos los poderes malignos y oscuros de este mundo. Jesucristo viene a la cruz. Jesus comes to the cross. To do what God did in Exodus. Para hacer lo que Dios hizo en Éxodo. Para decir, to say, I am your God now. Yo soy tu Dios. I am king, yo soy tu rey, and you belong to me, y tú perteneces a mí. In Jesus Christ, God was doing that again. En Jesucristo, Dios estaba haciendo eso de nuevo. De nuevo. Go back and read the Gospels, regrese y lea los Evangelios, and you will notice, si usted va a notar, Mateo, Marcos, Lucas y Juan, that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of those Gospels, todos esos Evangelios, they tell us that Jesus died, nos dicen que Jesucristo murió la semana de Pascua. He died on the week of Passover. He died on Passover week. Murió la semana de Pascua. What I just described to you is the story of Passover. Lo que les acabo de contar es la historia de Pascua. That was no accident. No accident. He could have chosen Hanukkah. Podría haber escogido el día de perdón. He could have chosen the Day of Atonement. How appropriate would that have been? But he chose Passover. Pero escogió la semana de Pascua. ¿Por qué? Why? It was to say this. Era para decir esto. Que por medio de mi vida, mi muerte y mi sacrificio, that through my life, my death, my sacrifice, all people, todas las personas, van a ser liberadas ahora, will now be free. Free to follow God. Libres para seguir a Dios. Free to worship God. Libres para alabar y seguir a Dios. All the dark powers out there in the world. And you know the dark powers out there in the world. Todos esos poderes oscuros y malignos de este mundo serán derrotados, will be defeated by the cross of Christ. Serán derrotados por la cruz de Cristo. Jesus, the real king of the world, Jesucristo, el verdadero rey del mundo, viene para clamar su autoridad aquí en este mundo, to claim his authority on this world and over every single person, y sobre cada persona. You know this, ustedes saben eso. I actually Googled this week. I knew there's a flag on the moon. You guys know there's a flag on the moon? Well, actually, I think I found out there's more than one flag on the moon. Right? Did you guys know that? Maybe I wasn't looking in the right place. Well, anyway, I was curious about that. I was like, why a flag on the... Yes! Exactly! Exactly! Exactamente, ¿por qué una cruz? Well, we were here. Aquí estuvimos. And in many cases, y en muchos casos, era la costumbre, it was the custom, it's called flag planting. Plantar tu su bandera. There was a custom to plant your flag in the territory that you had just conquered, en un territorio que usted acababa de conquistar. You guys tracking with me? That makes sense, right? You go, you fight. Yeah, well, it kind of really doesn't make sense. But yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I'm on the right track. Right? So people fight these battles. Las personas luchan estas guerras y ponen, plantan su bandera. And they fight these battles, they win, and they plant their flag to say, this place is ours now. This is ours. Esto es de nosotros. Well, friends, the cross was like that. La cruz era así. The cross was like that. Jesus went to the cross and he did fight a battle. Jesucristo sí fue a la cruz. Y sí enfrentó. Era una guerra. It was a war. It was a war against darkness and sin and evil. Era una guerra contra el mal, el pecado y la oscuridad. But you know, it wasn't a flag that was raised. No era una bandera que fue levantada. It was a cross. Era una cruz. And on that cross there was a person. Y en esa cruz había una persona. God himself in Jesus Christ. Jesucristo mismo. Dios mismo en Jesucristo. Dio su vida. Gave his life. So that, and he shed his blood. Y derramó su sangre. Why? ¿Por qué? So that everything and everyone that his blood touches, ahora para que todos los que tocan esa sangre, ahora son de él, are now his. And they now belong to him. Y ahora pertenecen a él. When we drink the cup, cuando tomamos de la copa, es parte de lo que estamos diciendo. That's part of what we're saying. Jesus, your blood, Jesucristo, tu sangre me define, defines me. I belong to you. Yo pertenezco a ti. I belong to you. You see how different this is from the empires of the world. ¿Ya ven qué diferente es de los imperios de este mundo? Los reyes de este mundo, the kings of this world. How do they gain power? ¿Cómo es que ellos ganan el poder? You don't agree with me? You're dead. ¿Tú no estás de acuerdo conmigo? ¿Te corto la cabeza? O como decimos en el valle, te la mocho. I don't know if that's actually... Anyway. The kings of this power, of this world, gain power by killing innocent people. Los reyes de este mundo agarran poder matando a los inocentes. But Jesus, the real king of this world, pero Jesucristo, el rey verdadero de este mundo, he gains power. Su autoridad es diferente. His authority is different. Because he doesn't take innocent life. He gives his life. Jesus was innocent. He gave his life. Jesucristo fue inocente y él derramó su sangre. Para liberarlo a usted, to liberate you from the dark forces of this world. Friends, there's the connection. The story of the cross, la historia de la cruz, es una historia de rescate. It's a story of rescue. Jesus went to the cross. Jesucristo fue a la cruz. Porque usted, because you were under the power. Usted estaba debajo del poder de fuerzas malignas, of evil forces, dark forces. Jesus went to the cross to defeat those. He says, Jesucristo fue a la cruz para derrotar esas fuerzas. Don't forget to remember. No olvide recordar. You are free. Usted es libre. You are free. Tell it to your neighbor. Dígale a su vecino. You are free. Es libre. I'm glad you guys did it here. I was actually talking about your neighbors at home. No, I'm just kidding. I was really talking about. You're free. You no longer have to let fear, anxiety, and sadness control your life. You're free. Usted es libre, como dijimos al principio, as we said at the beginning. You can face death. Usted puede enfrentar la muerte. You can face weakness. Usted puede enfrentar la debilidad. You don't have to be ashamed of that. Usted no tiene que tener... Oh, we live in a world, vivimos en un mundo donde we're all trying to hide. Todos estamos tratando de esconder nuestra debilidad, our weaknesses. We're all trying to be more than what we actually are. Estamos tratando de ser más de lo que somos. And we're so ashamed. Everybody says, put your best foot forward. Do this. Haz esto. It's like... Man, that comes from insecurity. Eso viene de inseguridad. When you know who you are, cuando usted sabe quién es, when you know that you know that you know, and you belong to God, que usted pertenece a Dios, a un Dios de amor, a God of love, you don't have to hide. No tiene que esconder. It's silly to run and hide when you know who you are. And who your God is. We're free. We're free. I'm pushing this. Estoy empujando esto. We're free. We're free. We're also forgiven. Si somos perdonados. You notice I didn't say anything about forgiveness. Well, I didn't say much about forgiveness. Forgetting that. It's a 6-week series. But I push this, empujo esto, because most of the time, porque muchas veces, we turn up one side of the speaker too loud. And we push the forgiveness. I'm not saying we don't need forgiveness. But it's like, okay, well, I'm forgiven now what? Estoy perdonado ahora qué? As our friend John Wesley used to say, why just be forgiven? Why not be transformed? You're free, friends. You're free. Usted es libre. You are free to follow God. You are free to follow the call that God has given you. Usted está libre para seguir el llamado que Dios le ha dado a usted. This is going to sound so random, but stick with me. It's going to make sense. We found a chicken in our backyard yesterday. Encontramos una gallina en nuestro paso. Yeah. There is a God. Inflation is going up. Eggs are going up. And there's a chicken in our backyard. Free from the economic forces of the world.
forgot what I was going to say. We found a chicken in our backyard. And, you know, Evie is the sweetest, kindest person. You already knew this. She was back. I was like so confused. I was like, what? And Evie reminded me, this chicken is probably even more confused than we are. He's also scared. He's also confused. And so Evie goes out there and gets some food and a little shelter for the chicken. And I was kind of just looking, and I was, Evie fue y cuidó de la gallina. And it was right on top of our fence. Y ahí estaba arriba de nuestra cerca. And I kind of just was trying to communicate. Estaba tratando de comunicarme con esta gallina. Because he was kind of trapped, but he could just jump over. I mean, he was right over the fence. He could just jump. Podía brincar. You have wings. Tienes alas. I mean, you can't like fly for a long time, but you know, you can fly enough time. I mean, all he had to do was jump that much. Todo lo que tenía que hacer es brincar un pasito. And I was like, inside in my heart, I was like, come on, chicken, gallina. You can do it. You don't have to be stuck back here. No tienes que estar aquí, estancado y atrapado. Just jump. You have wings, you know. Tienes alas, puedes brincar. You can do it. Nothing's holding you back. No one is holding you back. Nadie te está atrapando aquí. Made me think of another time. Me hizo pensar en otra vez. At our old house at Brooks Flats, nuestra casa anterior de esto, había un pajarito. There was a bird. A little bird that had gone caught in a net. Hay un pajarito que se había atrapado en una, ¿cómo se dice net? En una red. A plastic net, red de plástico. I was back, I was over there trying to chase it. Estaba tratando de,
and you know, it's like, how do you do that? Como, how do you help a bird? You know, it's running from you and,
but it was the same thing. I was telling this bird, le quería decir a este pajarito, déjame ayudarte, let me help you, let me take this net off. Because once I take this net off, porque cuando te quito esta red, you can fly. Tienes alas, puedes volar. You're free, estás libre. Friends, amados, don't forget to remember. No se olvide recordar that you are free. Que usted es libre. Libre para seguir a Dios. Free to follow God. Because of what Jesus Christ has done, por lo que ha hecho Jesucristo, usted es libre. You are free. You can fly. Puede volar.
Yes, you're forgiven. Sí, tiene perdón. But why just be forgiven? Why not fly? Why not fly?
Friends, amados, esta libertad es lo que ha cumplido el Señor Jesucristo por nosotros. This freedom is what God has accomplished for us in Jesus Christ. And I wanna push this. Quiero empujar esto, amados. Don't forget to remember. No se olvide recordar. Because many churches today, porque muchas iglesias hoy, en Estados Unidos, in the United States, have forgotten the cross. Se han olvidado de la cruz. Now, I don't want to throw shade. No quiero avergüenzar. Or maybe I'll stop. Quizás voy a...
We forgot the cross. Hemos olvidado la cruz. Sometimes if you go into a church, it's hard to even find a cross. A veces si entramos en una iglesia, ¿dónde está la cruz?
And the message, el mensaje, it's all about
Be good, be better. Do your best.
Y el mensaje simplemente es, sé una persona buena, haz lo que puedas, sé una persona mejor.
That's good advice, but it's not good news. Son buenos consejos, pero no son buenas nuevas.
Friends, when you look at the cross, cuando miran a la cruz, remember what God has done for you. Recuerde lo que Dios ha hecho por usted.
He has freed you.
Él lo ha liberado.
So you don't have to be afraid.
No tiene que tener miedo.
You don't have to say yes to the things you don't want to say yes to anymore.
Usted no quiere, no puede decir, no tiene que decir sí a las cosas que no quiere hacer.
Thanks be to God.
Gracias demos a Dios.
Let's pray. Vamos.
Thank you, Lord. Damos gracias.
Por la libertad que tenemos en tu Hijo Cristo, for the freedom that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ.
It's freedom to say yes, freedom to say no. Libertad para decir sí, libertad para decir no.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Grant us the grace, danos la gracia, Señor, para seguir, to follow, to live, vivir, de acuerdo a la cruz, according to the cross. We thank you and we pray. Oramos por medio de Cristo Jesús, through Jesus Christ. Amen.